claim victory for reaching an immigration deal with Mexico that puts off his threatened tariffs on all Mexican imports. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Amid questions about just how much of the deal is actually new, the president today is teasing more to come, tweeting the U.S. and Mexico have agreed on something Washington's long wanted. The White House won't say what he's talking about, but it could be the idea of making Mexico a safe third country, which would make it harder for immigrants passing through Mexico from other places to gain asylum in the U.S. While a senior administration official says Mexico expressed openness to the idea, Mexico's long been against it, and its top diplomat says negotiators resisted during last week's talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Indian court has sentenced three men to life in prison for the brutal rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl in Indian Kashmir in a case that sparked nationwide outrage. She was kidnapped last January, tortured, drugged, and repeatedly raped inside a small Hindu temple for 5 days. She was then bludgeoned with a rock and her body dumped in a forest. Investigators said the girl, who belonged to a Muslim nomadic tribe, was targeted as part of a plan to frighten the community into leaving the Hindu-dominated area. At least 95 people were killed in central Mali Monday when armed men attacked a village overnight, shooting people and setting homes on fire. A reporter in the region told VOA's French to Africa service the attack targeted the village of Sobanetu near the central city of Mopti. Initial reports said the village, inhabited by the ethnic Dogon people, was likely attacked by ethnic Fulani fighters. Tensions have existed for years between the two groups. This is VOA News. Hong Kong will proceed with its controversial plan to allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges, even after a mass